Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome in. This is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Two Lincoln locations, one in Omaha. And what pairs better with every type of meat and every type of cut? A nice bottle of wine or an ice cold beer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle, courtesy of our guy Kevin Meyer. Uncle Kev, welcome in.
Fellas, what's shaking?
I see it. Oh, there it is.
Oh, it sounded like my back this morning.
Hey, listen, we had a Han.
We did.
Sauvignon Blanc.
No, we had the Cabernet.
Cabernet.
Yes. Yeah, this is a Merlot.
That's a Merlot.
Yeah.
I knew it was a Han, though.
Yeah.
That's deep red for you, Stricky.
It's deep red.
A featured wine of the month at Meyer's Cork and Bottle. These are on sale for $10.99. Unbelievable good deal.
Goodness gracious, Strix.
And a little clicky for Stricky.
Belated Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Appreciate that.
Same to both of you.
Kids and wife treat you right on Sunday?
Yeah. The son and his wife came out, and me and the boy got in a good old-fashioned game of horse in the pool. I'm still the reigning champion.
That's the
young buck what's up. Mm-hmm. And, I put a couple of chuck roasts on the smoker in the morning.
Ooh.
And I've kind of begun to like smoking the chuck roast even more than a brisket.
Really?
Yeah. Comes out a little more tender, and it's not an 8-9 hour smoke. You can do it in about four and a half.
Ooh, that's a lunchtime.
Well, I put it in about 11, and then I think I pulled it about 4:30, so it was kind of an early dinner.
Nice.
But I could have done it faster, but kind of want to go low and slow and stretch out the day a little bit.
Do you season it the same as your brisket or differently?
Pretty much the same. Do a good steak rub, some fresh cracked pepper, rub it with a little bit of olive oil just to kind of seal all that in, create a nice sort of crust on the outside, and then go a couple hours low and slow at, you know, 2-2.25, and then double wrap it in foil and kick it up a little bit, 275, 300 maybe, and then just let it sit, and then when it's done, it's done.
Love it. My mouth is watering right now.
Do you ever do the salt and vinegar potatoes?
I can't get behind that combo.
Really?
I can't get behind it.
So I take potatoes and cut them thin, and then you boil them in vinegar.
Okay.
And then you get them about al dente, so not all the way cooked through, but mostly. And then spray them down with a little bit of olive oil, put them in the oven, and then with some good sea salt, and finish them off, get them nice and brown. You get the sea salt and vinegar potatoes. Man, they're good. They are so good.
Kev be doing their work.
I just can't do salt and vinegar. It's the vinegar for me, obviously.
Well, some people have an aversion to that. The vinegar part of it is subtle. You know, it's not as...
Good try, Stricky.
Stricky's got the alligator arms. He won't pass the Ducci to the right-hand side over here. But, you know, you have to like that sort of taste, and I do. That sort of, you know, sort of sour and salty thing going on.
So. I respect it. You handed the wine out first. What's the rationale for starting with the wine?
Because the drink is going to be sweet. Okay. And so
Merlot dry.
Right. You do sweet first, and it's going to be like brushing your teeth and drinking orange juice.
Yeah, it's not going to be bueno.
So this is Hans Merlot, and it's a feature at the shop, $10.99 a bottle. I wanted to bring in a Merlot because we don't do Merlot very often. And it's one of those things that, you know, back when the movie, remember the movie Sideways? It's directed by Alexander Payne. He's actually from Omaha. It won all kinds of awards and whatnot. And the main character is Paul Giamatti, who's actually the son of A. Bartlett Giamatti, by the way, former commissioner of the NFL.
Hmm.
And basically, they're on a bachelor trip. They're supposed to be going golfing, and it's in wine country, so they're visiting some wine. His buddy, who's kind of a just like a chump, you know, like commercial actor type thing, all he's interested is basically chasing women at his own bachelor party, and it's just, you know, it's kind of a comedy. But one of the things he says is they're going to meet up with these girls for dinner, and he says, if anyone drinks any effing Merlot, I'm leaving. And a lot of the movie was about Pinot Noir. And what's interesting is that subsequently, after the movie came out and gained in popularity, Pinot Noir sales jumped by 300% and Merlot sales dropped by 300%. And ever since then, Merlot's really? Been trying to make a comeback. So,
will you believe that Merlot was my entry to the red?
Well, yeah, I would, because it makes sense. So a lot of people, when they first start drinking wine, you start with the sweeter stuff.
Yeah.
And the more wines you taste, the more your taste develop. And so you gravitate more toward the drier, richer, more full-bodied. And Merlot is a perfect segue into red because, number one, it wasn't intimidating for people to say. Easy to pronounce. Sort of
rather
meat.
Than Pinot Noir?
Pinot Noir, Cabernet Sauvignon, you know, whatever. you can order that at a restaurant.
Well, people know Cabaret because...
Cabaret?
Tricky.
Oh, I love you, man.
Not Cabernet.
Yeah, well, you know that too. You know, it's just less intimidating for people. And Merlot was basically providing a good value. Like, you know, back there, we're talking the 1980s. So you could throw $8 at a bottle of Merlot and chances are you were going to be happy. Well, what happens when people start chasing paper instead of chasing passion, they're interested in cranking out some juice, not really worried about quality, just...
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
To have a Me Too brand, and so Merlot kind of became synonymous with plonk, which is basically, you know, low quality stuff, and that's really not the case. There's some excellent Merlot out there, and especially at the end of the movie, his prized bottle that he ends up opening at a McDonald's and drinking out of a Dixie cup was a Chateau Cheval Blanc, which is one of the most prestigious wines in the world, is mostly made of Merlot. But they don't tell you that. So anyway, give the wine a shot and let me know what you think.
I like it.
It's not meant knock your socks off. It's meant to be, this is your workhorse type of wine. Can go well with everything. You're spending $10. You know, it's just kind of one of those that bring it to a picnic. It's got a screw cap. you know, let's not take it too seriously and just enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree. Just subtle, just a subtle, nice red.
Yeah.
No, I mean, spicy. Nothing's going to spike. Yeah,
a little,
I mean,
smoky, spike a little bit. It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little bit of that. Yeah. That sort of, it's a little brighter than cab. So to me, I get a little bit more like red cherry components out of a Merlot versus the black cherry components.
Right.
A little less of the vanilla, but a little bit lighter body, better for hot weather. Mm-hmm. You know, today's just steamy out. And so, you know, a big, bold, dry red just doesn't sound as good. But something like this, you could even put a little, you know, put in the fridge for about 20 minutes, put a little cool on it, and it'd be just fine.
Dry with a sweet, I don't say like a kick of sweet, but it's not like overpoweringly dry. Like,
no, it's not, you know, overpowered dry.
When in the, if you want to be a wine nerd like me, they would call that fruit forward. So you get kind of the fruitiness of the grape up front, mm-hmm. and then the dryness from the tannins and whatnot in the back. But, you know, basically, when the grapes are harvested, there's a lot of fructose, you know, natural sugars in there. And so when you introduce yeast to that, the yeast consumes the sugar and ferments into alcohol and carbon dioxide. Now the CO2 is allowed to escape. Obviously, the alcohol stays put. And that's where the dryness comes from, is essentially the absence of sugar because it was consumed out by the yeast. And that's winemaking 101.
Is the theme of the day the color? Because these two are not identical, but like the bottom of this glass with the shadow, right? The color looks about the same.
It looks pretty close, but no. This just came into the store.
What is it? Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am?
It's called Bomb.
Get on the floor and jam?
It is called Bomb. And it's a strawberry margarita booming hard seltzer.
Mm. Whoa.
Which, you know, seltzers are like, hey, I'm only 90 calories and I'm 3.5% alcohol and no carbs and I taste like TV static. Well, this one goes the other way. This one's like, no, we're going to put sugar in there. It's going to come in at like 6 or 7%. It's a strawberry margarita bomb. And it's basically
bomb.com.
That's right. And it's, so if a strawberry margarita and a seltzer made a baby, this is what it's supposed to be.
Strawberry
just
margarita,
so you know,
and a seltzer made a baby.
That last comment is going in your open. In perpetuity.
Awesome.
That was incredible.
Oh, wow. Yes, sir. All day. Yes, sir. I'm with that. That's a patio pounder for Stricky.
I mean, it's sweet and tart. Doesn't taste like it has any booze in it at all.
No.
It looks kind of like a fruit smoothie in the glass.
Mm. Yeah. Like little strawberry bits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it tastes like a fresh strawberry, not like, you know, like strawberry.
Ooh, that's so good, bro.
Schnapps or Jolly Rancher strawberry.
How much are those going for?
These go for like, I want to say like $3.50 a can.
Mm.
So they're not cheap.
It's a four can or a six?
They're just all singled out. Yeah, we didn't get a ton of them in.
Okay.
But I can see them going off the shelf quickly.
Yeah. Listen, you need to go down and see Kevin Meyer at Meyer's Cork and Bottle for that. TheBomb.com. It's called Bomb Strawberry Margarita. Boom and pow. Yeah, go get that. Because that is good. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, I was wondering, like, I'm listening to you tell me about this, Kev, and I'm like, all right, man. Yeah, Kev's in here capping right now. He's telling fibs. But that's actually the way you described it. It's really is good.
And it's unapologetic about what it is. So, mm-hmm. And I kind of like that, too. Just own it.
If strawberries tasted like this, I would eat more of them. Maybe I just haven't had enough like good strawberries in my life, but I like that this is like a richer, fuller bodied strawberry taste than even like a natural strawberry.
It is. You know, I will say if you get strawberries in season, which we're getting close to that right now, it's a difference maker. Mm-hmm. Out of season, they're grown in a greenhouse somewhere else. They're picked when they're still green so that they're ripe when you get them, and they've never had a chance to ripen on the vine like they should. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to a strawberry patch?
Yeah, sure have. My mom used to take me there back at used to be Roca Berry Farm before it was Roca Scary Farm, and we would, I mean, it was like, I don't know. I mean, we'd come home with pallets and pallets of strawberries, and I don't.
What'd you do with those strawberry shortcake?
Well, she would do that with some of them. I think she would, you know, make jams and jellies, and then just can some and whatnot. And
you did the old school canning.
Oh yeah,
like in the sit them down in the basement.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, and picking those is no picnic in July. You know, you're out there. Yeah. I mean, it's no fun, especially when you're an 8-year-old kid. You're like, I don't like strawberries that much.
Well, Kevy, listen, go down and see Kevy because Kevy took care of your boy. He knows his boy loves stogies, and he brought me a fresh one with a little dip on it.
Yeah, yeah, it's a Maker's Mark dipped stogie. And it's sealed off in the wax, just like a Maker's Mark bottle. And I just want to say I appreciate you, Strick, and thanks for being the ultimate
hype man. Sticky,
Stricky! Sticky, Stricky.
Stricky, Sticky.
The ultimate hype man. I love it.
No doubt. Incredible.
2 for 2 again today, Kevin. Appreciate you coming in, as always.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
13th and South, check out Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle. Today, we'll go to break. More Old School when we get back.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.